Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of those people out there that will not listen to the facts when it comes to the pandemic. I named the show today, friends, Another Wave is Coming, and there's a reason we continuously warn you. I know people think that the prophetic is a thing of the past, and, you know, the Lord's not the same yesterday, today, and forever. They're believers that don't really believe. But, you know, I just honestly don't understand all of this. You know, it reminds me of out in Colorado where they have these windy roads going around these particular mountains, and they noticed that cars would go over the end of the cliff and crash at the bottom to their own destruction. To their own destruction. And they found that a concerned committee got together and they said, we need to remedy the problem. This is the love. It's not love, biblical love. It's man's reprobate fallen love. But they say we need to get together and remedy the problem. So instead of putting a sign up that warns people before they go over the end of the cliff and crashing at their bottom, at the bottom to their own destruction, you know what they decided to do? They decided to put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain. Isn't that exactly what's happening in this country today? They wait until the destruction takes place. Why? Because it's a moneymaker. It's a bureaucracy. It's a bureaucracy, friends. And what I see happening in this country today just blows me away, literally. Another wave is coming in. Absolutely. You know, it's interesting, this morning when I was out and about, and we are having a massive snowstorm, one that I haven't seen in a long, long time. It was a whiteout. I was on the road for about 3 hours this morning. And interestingly enough, I had to stop at the grocery store really quick. And in the process of doing that, I looked on the front page of the paper. I do that just in passing to see what kind of propaganda they're trying to propagandize the people in the state of Minnesota with. And it was a picture of Mr. Political Photo Op, Tim Walz, who always shows up just in time for pictures, but never has time to speak with his representatives, his senators, so on and so forth, at the state capitol. And as I looked at it, it showed a bunch of people hugging and kissing, and I looked at the headline, and it said that there's a huge surplus in the state of Minnesota to make our kids number one. Really? To make our kids number one? Well, I thought to myself, yep, let's see what the pill is in this jam, because I can tell you right now it isn't good. And why do I say that? I mean, because to suggest that the people in the state of Minnesota actually reelected this communist, the one that illegally shut down the state and attacked small businesses for how long in this state? To suggest that they voted him in and reelected him, folks, is absolutely insane. It's lunacy on the behalf of the people that believe that. Because if you look at the numbers and you pay attention to the people and you see that 92% of the people in this country are sick and tired of all this pandemic talk and forced vaccinating people, they want you to believe that everybody reelected them. But when you talk to your neighbors, nobody did. Isn't that amazing how that works? But I noticed there was a huge surplus for the kids in the state of Minnesota in making them number one. Now, what they didn't show you is, of course, what we got in the mail. And what it was a homeschooling Minnesota. It's the Minnesota Association of Christian Home Educators. And what they're doing, folks, in the state of Minnesota here is they're going to have a rally at the Capitol. And why is that? Well, remember what I just said. Tim Walz wants to make the children number one, and there's a huge surplus to help the kids become number one. No, there's a huge surplus to cause them to force comply. Because what I got, folks, is no forced vaccines rally at the Capitol on January 5th, 1:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. on Thursday. Did it show anybody in the state of Minnesota as to what Tim Walz was talking about and making their children number one? You know, it's interesting. I'm talking to people, legislators. I'm talking to representatives. I'm talking to attorneys today. Talking about this rally that's up and coming in the state of Minnesota. The first thing the attorney said to me is, where does he have lawful constitutional authority? I said, he doesn't, but he never has. He said, you're exactly right, he never has. See, we're dealing with the people that are not ruled by law. They're operating arbitrarily. As to what their master tells them what to do and how to do it, that's how they're responding, folks. And we've seen every governor in the state of Minnesota over the last three and a half years concerning this pandemic push the same agenda forward. Yes, that includes Kristi Noem from South Dakota. She just had her subordinates do it for her. Her signatures are all over the documentation that tells us that she was responsible for, just like Ron DeSantis, SB 600 in Florida. If you're listening to me, do your due diligence. Ron DeSantis is not who he wants to sell himself to you as, folks. He's not that man. He's a liar. He's a part of the problem in this country. So is Abbott. So is every other state in the country that puts themselves to be something, the good guy, when they are not the good guys. Pay attention to, again, what they're doing, Matthew 7:16. But isn't it interesting? The children are first, and then on the other hand, see, they show the front of the paper with all the parents hugging the children, and we're so pleased that Tim Walz is there. No, folks, it's all staged. It's all staged. Here comes Tim, the guy from Nebraska, just in time for another photo op to sell the people in Minnesota some more propaganda that he is the righteous man that everybody wanted back. And what he's not telling you is exactly what I'm telling you, and this is what they do every single time. It's not so much as to what they're telling you, friends, that should bother you. It's what they're not telling you that should bother. It's what they're not telling you. That's what should be bothering you. Because I just showed you. And it's also interesting to note, again, that this push, this wave that's coming in again, the CDC is again being referenced. And it states on this ad, it says, since the CDC has already approved adding COVID shots to state childhood vaccination schedules, we fully expect Governor Walz to comply administratively. Wait a second. Where's the 10th Amendment? Number one. Okay. Number two. Is this the same said governor that was responsible for the 3 years of terror that was being committed against the people in the state of Minnesota? Yes, in fact, he is. So we all the well know what direction this criminal's going. Where are the people in Minnesota to deal with this man lawfully? To impeach him and to prosecute him for his crimes against the American people? Where are the American people across the boards when it comes to the CDC operating at administratively, undermining the U.S. Constitution, assuming authority that has never been given unto them? That's called a pretended authority, Minnesotans. That's called a pretended authority, Americans. And rest assured, they're coming not just for your kids, but they're going to come for you too if you don't put a lawful stop to their crimes against humanity and hold them accountable. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgenews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
It's a jungle out there. Disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. Go to the top, go to SOL Radio Live, and subscribe to that Rumble feed. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, subscribe. Go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. Acts 4:12, 1 Timothy 2:5, John 14:6, 1 Corinthians 11:1. The list goes on. I'm going through a snowstorm this morning, coming back from the dentist. I mean, it's almost a whiteout. You can barely see in front of you. Anybody out on the roads in Minnesota right now in my area? If you're in a car, you're done. Cars all over the place. Another big semi almost rolled over on its side. The roads aren't plowed. I don't know why that's the case, but I guess it's coming down in such a fashion that they're trying to catch up right now. And as I'm going through the day, I'm always thinking about what is it that we need to share with the people in the country and in 53 countries. We're broadcasting into 157 cities even now. And as I'm doing that, I'm driving by a church. Gosh! And I'm sitting here looking at this church, and I'm almost in unbelief. I'm really not, because I'm so conditioned to what we see in the American church and how it lacks Christ. There's no life. And the Bible's clear in 1 John chapter 5. If they don't have the Son, they don't have life. And yet their sign, this big sign said, come in and be with the Son in these winter months and warm yourselves. What is wrong with this country? Friends, what Bible Are these people overlooking to read? What new translation that's been so watered down that the Spirit doesn't bear witness to their compromises any longer? It's insane. It's absolutely insane. I want to show you this. We're talking about another wave coming in. It is. They're not stopping. They're pushing forward their illegal agenda. Here, friends, new to sonsoflibertymedia.com on social media platforms or radio, I just want you to do one thing for me. I know how the mainstream media has continuously forced this agenda down your throats. And I'm talking about those that have refused. Many that have taken the experimental jabs have now succumbed to that truth and wish that they didn't do it. See, because the elephant in the living room, friends, that nobody's talking about, is those that didn't take the experimental jabs, they're not suffering adverse side effects. They're not dying off, just for the record. But what I want you to think about, folks, is the fact that when you begin to look at that and understand as to what's taking place here, the question that I want to lay to your candor is, where does the criminal CDC, where does the NIH, Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, the list goes on, the WHO, where do health departments in states of our union throughout the United States of America, what law are they referencing to that gives them the permission to force comply the citizenry that they are to serve? Where is their reference to the law that they uphold that gives them permission to assail their citizenry or the constituents? Where is it? 1-866-582-9933. Again, new listeners, the burden of proof is on them, not on you. And guess what you're going to come to the conclusion, as I did, and so many millions of others across the country have come to the conclusion, they don't have the authority. So how are they doing it? They're doing it through ignorance. We have a saying over here, and it's from Edmund Burke, who said, they'll always do whatever you let them get away with. And friends, that's exactly what they're doing. Now, I want you to see this, because this is brand new on Health Impact News. You heard me during the first segment tell you that 92% of the American people have had enough of this pandemic talk. And by the way, Tim Brown, morning show host, just messaged me during the break, and he had said, sheesh, look at this. They're talking about a third booster. That's to make basically ensure that those that haven't died off yet, they will. You say that that is crazy. No, I say it's crazy that you have your eyes closed to what's going on right in front of your faces. Health Impact News just highlighted America's Great Awakening. After almost 3.5 years, America's Great Awakening, half of Americans now think COVID-19 vaccines, as they call them, are to blame for unexplained deaths. Wow. Congratulations. But this is the ambulance at the bottom of the mountain that I was trying to warn you about. What about guys like me who are continuously warning the people on the top of the mountain rather than waiting for them to crash and to destroy themselves at the bottom of the mountain? Where are those people to awaken the American people? That's what a faithful servant does. Right? And I know it hurts some people, but the fact of the matter is, I'd rather hurt your feelings and save your life and your soul than I have a care for your feelings. Proverbs 27, verse 5. Read it when you get a moment. Hey, folks, you go ahead and laugh this next one off, but they're zeroing in on your kids. With all the information that we have now, knowing all the well who's responsible for these crimes against the American people, and yet half of Americans, that would be half of 329.5 million people, are still allowing these criminals to push the agenda forward. I didn't know that our said representatives have derived their just powers from the consent of we to attack we and our children, and our grandparents, and our parents, and our uncles, and our aunts, and our cousins, and our neighbors, and our friends. I didn't know that they had a right to do that. They don't have a right to do that. But in spite of all the information that we have continuously given to the American people, the name of the show today is Another Wave is Coming. And folks, it is here. It is here. This is that tsunami, and we're beginning to see more and more and more and more of this on a daily basis. Everybody's whining about this guy now. Here's Damar Hamlin. Mainstream media all over the country showing the warmth and the tenderness of their team player that had a cardiac arrest on the field. Now, there's nothing wrong with looking out for your brother. No, I'm all about that. Okay? That is the end of the law. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Now, but I do have a question. How many times has DeMar Hamlin been told to beware of these experimental jabs that the NFL is forcing him to take? Let me ask you the question. Who does DeMar Hamlin serve? Does he serve the living God, or does he serve a football? Does he serve his idol? I'm just asking you the question. I'm not coming to conclusions. I'm asking the question. Was DeMar Hamlin not told about the dangers of these experimental jabs? I guarantee he was. I guarantee he was. And the said administrators in the hospitals, the said administrators through not just the hospitals but the pharmaceutical companies, the doctors, everybody was right there to say this is just insane. It's not the jabs that DeMar fell to. Well, guess what, friends? I have some inside information here for you. And it's sent by Dr. Benjamin Elderman. And look what it says here. This was just yesterday, January 2nd at 2023 at 10:40 p.m. I recently administered DeMar Hamlin's COVID booster on 12/26, right after Christmas, as a medical professional. Wait a second. Why would this said doctor continuously administer these experimental jabs with all the well-knowings, the adverse side effects and the dangers and the deaths that they're responsible for on a worldwide basis, which is 6.5 million people at this very point? Because that's how he makes his money. That's how he makes his money. This doctor went on to say, Dr. Benjamin Elderman, I can assure you and the public he passed all screenings with flying colors. I'm in contact with the UCMC staff and will provide any assistance to them. Isn't that insane? Didn't DeMar get the memo? I'm just curious, friends. Did the American people that are sitting there sympathizing with their idol, are they paying attention to what's happening to their country? Because isn't it interesting, and I'm not in any sense of the word looking down at DeMar Hamlin in hopes that something bad happens to him. Just the opposite. That's why I was faithfully on top of the mountain warning him before this took place. And by the way, that's also why big tech companies are censoring guys like me, so many of these people aren't warned. Okay, read Psalms 19:11, by them thy servant is warned. But everybody's telling us right now to pray for DeMar. Did you know that? Everybody's talking about how we need to pray for DeMar. And isn't it interesting, the 90,000 to 100,000 to 110,000 people that were in that stadium that were partakers with watching DeMar have a heart attack? Isn't it interesting? In their backyards, their governors are administering abortion to 3,000 to 4,000 babies every day, and they don't have a care about the innocent in the womb, Proverbs 6:17, but they do have a care for their idol, don't they? I'll be right back and make this point in just a moment.
You're like most Americans. You can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Brian Koberger, the suspect killer of four University of Idaho students, made the 2,500-mile road trip home to Pennsylvania with his father and was pulled over twice along the way in Indiana, once for speeding and once for tailgating, according to his public defender. Reports are he will not fight extradition. The nation watched in horror last night when a player from the Buffalo Bills suffered a heart attack after making a tackle in the first quarter of the Monday Night Football game. ESPN announcer Joe Buck.
Tonight's Buffalo Bills-Cincinnati Bengals game has been postponed after Buffalo Bills' DeMar Hamlin collapsed, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell announced. Hamlin received immediate medical attention on the field by team and independent medical staff and local paramedics. He was then transported to a local hospital where he is in critical condition.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, folks, you just heard it during the break there from the conservatives of the day who are worthless to be trodden under the foot of men. Matthew 5:13, they are good for nothing because they are today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals. Listen to the garbage they push. But you did listen to the fact that they were talking about DeMar Hamlin. I just want you to do me a favor if you're on social media platforms. I want you to go ahead and look at this picture and look at all this stadium, all these people praying for DeMar. Okay? I just want to show you this is the ambulance at the bottom of the mountain. I guarantee all those fans are probably, they went right along with him and following their lead in getting the experimental jabs, a good portion of them. Some stadiums won't even let you in anymore. I'm not making this up. You better pay attention to history on that because those people that were behind barbed wire fences during the Holocaust, they were the ones that were diseased. Hitler convinced the people in Germany of 80 million people. They were the diseased ones. They were the ones that didn't get vaccinated, friends. You want to talk about the Fourth Reich? Oh, my goodness. But I want you to think about this. Look at all those hundreds of thousands of people all over the country, by the way, the millions that were watching him, that are crying out for prayer for DeMar Hamlin. I just highlighted the fact that he got his experimental jab right after Christmas. Did he not get the memo? How he didn't get the memo, I know not. Some professional athletes said absolutely not to it. Some celebrities that you would have never thought in a million years that would have taken it said absolutely not. They knew what it was all about. And I'm talking about in the black communities. But it sickens me that the people, they'll sit there and they'll whine and they'll cry and they'll ask for God's help. The But when the Lord looks at the innocent blood that's crying out from the ground, 3,000 to 4,000 babies murdered every day in this country, they have not a care. What they have a care for is their favorite sports idol with tights on fighting over a pig ball. That's what they care about. Did you guys know? I want to give you a scripture really quick here. I want you to consider what scripture says here. In Jeremiah 11:13. Tell me if this isn't what we're dealing with scripturally. For according to the number of your cities were your gods, O Judah, and according to the number of the streets of Jerusalem have you set up altars to that shameful thing, even altars to burn incense unto Baal. By the way, incense scripturally was a type, metaphorically, the prayers of the saints going up to the Lord. So when he's talking about the incense going up and the altars going up to Baal, the false gods, that's exactly what the stadiums are filled with. They are giving their praise and their worship to their favorite idols on the field. And it's all over the country every single week of the year. We get to see it. The people praise their idols. You know what scripture tells us about that? In Leviticus 26:30, I want you to listen carefully and tell me this isn't what's happening. I will destroy your high places, the Lord said. I will cut down your incense altars and cast your dead bodies on the lifeless forms of your idols. My soul shall abhor you. That is the judgments of God. Oh, Bradley, that's not the Lord God of Israel. Oh, my goodness. The New Testament in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. I'm going through the book of Revelation right now, and I'm looking at the wrath of God that's being poured out on the people that refuse to submit to the meek King of glory named Jesus Christ. Don't sit there and tell me that he's not a God that is a judge. Are you kidding me? What was the cross of Christ? That was a demonstration of God's hatred towards sin. His very heart is the judgments that he has bestowed upon us. And he looks to the church to stand up and magnify the law and bring judgment under the heads of the wicked throughout the world, not just the United States of America. Oh my goodness. And then I think of Amos 8:3. Amos 8:3 tells us, and there shall be many dead bodies in every place, and they shall cast them forth with silence. Are you hearing about it? Well, in many cases, the only place that you're hearing about this happening is on the sonsoflibertyradio.com. So we're highlighting Damar Hamlin right here, who just took his booster right after Christmas, and I bet you it has a little something to do with the hundreds of millions of dollars that he's making every year. Remember the rich young ruler in Mark 10:17? The rich young ruler, remember the Lord said to him, he said, you know what the law says. Thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill, honor your father and your mother. And the rich young ruler, what did he do? He said, Lord, I've kept all of these from my youth. But what did the Lord do? He looked on him whom he loved and he said, this one thing you lack. Go and sell all that you have, because the Lord went there because he knew that his God was found in his riches. Hey, folks, you've heard posterity has killed its thousands. I'm here to tell you, prosperity has killed its millions. Because in prosperity, which we were warned not to depart from the wicked God, or wickedly from our God, in prosperity, in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 6, he told us to beware lest you forget in prosperity. And the power of wealth came from him. People have forgotten that. Beware lest you forget. Millions have been destroyed in their prosperity. Because in prosperity, people forget God. In poverty, they seem to seek God, don't they? Yeah, they do. I wanted to show you this too. Another wave is coming, folks. We're in it right now. I would even say that what we've seen over the last couple of years, we haven't seen anything yet. We'll stand the test of time to see that if that's true as to what I just said. But I can pretty much bet you we're on track here by the leading of the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:14. I want you to see this, too. This is just yesterday. Former Jaguars offensive lineman Uke Wanyere dies at 38 years old. I wonder what happened to him. What do you think happened to him, folks? 1-866-582-9933. What about this one? Do you see Catherine Serene dies, Daytime Emmy-nominated filmmaker? She was just 59 years old, and yet they're pushing it regardless of the fruit of their experimental jabs. Anybody alarmed by this, folks? What about this one? Gangsta Boo, influential Memphis rapper of 3-6 Mafia, dies at only 43 years old. And I've also noticed a lot of people of color are being targeted by these experimental drugs. Has anybody been paying attention to this? Yeah, me too. Me too. We're in it, aren't we? Hey, folks, we're in it. To suggest that we have eyes and we can't see what's happening right in front of our faces right now is incredible. And I think of Jeremiah 5:21, you have eyes but you see not, you have ears but you hear not. And the church sits silent. Matter of fact, over the last 3 years, what have we seen? We have seen the church lead the ignorant congregationalists right along with them to bend the knee to the state, to their own demise. Wanted to bring up another point here because I thought it was and think it is worthy of your consideration. You know, a long time ago, as a matter of fact, I'm on a ban right now. In particular, it's Facebook. They banned me. They go back and they pull up stuff from a long time ago. The last one they pulled up was from 2021 when I warned the American people in the 53 countries that we broadcast into. I warned them as to the incentives that the medical industry is getting from the federal government when it comes to administering, you know, the PCR tests, administering individuals into the hospital that they might become patients, getting them on mechanical ventilators, which 80% never get off of. When they die, the mortician, he gets a incentive. He gets paid to basically equate that death to COVID-19. See, because they need to bolster the numbers to keep this pandemic alive. Do you understand? But I just had someone send this over to me. As a matter of fact, my friend just got her mother out of the hospital. I hope it's okay to say that. And she said it was a show. She said for 10 days, I couldn't even go in. Outside of me and my brother, we were the only ones allowed to go in and see my mom. And they said, mysteriously, on the 10th day, when that's all they could pay for, they just called her up and they said, when are you going to come and get your mother? It's if you talk to a nurse, folks, they will tell you that they administer medicines to people according to what's on their insurance policies. And what they do is when someone comes in and they're administered into a hospital, the first thing they do is they look at the insurance policy as to what they will pay for and what they won't pay for. Guess what they administer to the said patient, regardless if they needed it or not, where they get paid. Look at this. This is what was sent over to me. What hospitals make in each state per COVID patient. Listen carefully. This is what they get paid per patient. In Alabama, $158,000 per patient. Alaska, $306,000 per patient. Why is everybody being tagged with COVID? Because that's how the medical industry is getting paid, friends. It's always about the money. And let me remind you, it's the love of money. It's the root of all evil is the love of money. Not money itself. It's what your attachment to that money and what it's for. Because at the end of the day, that's who you serve, folks. And I'm talking about, in this particular case, it's the money. Minnesota makes $380,000 money received for each COVID case. I didn't say all. I said for each person that's declared to be carrying the virus. That is 0.0003 infective. In other words, a 97, folks, 0.009% recovery rate. and they want you to believe that there's a pandemic. Oh, my goodness. We'll be right back.
We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi there, I'm Ken Crow, conservativedailybriefing.com. I just want to tell you, I have listened to some of the greatest speakers in American history. I have never in my life heard a more powerful message from a more patriotic person. Bradley Dean is the epitome of liberty, freedom, and patriotism.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm sitting here looking at this, and I just want everybody to see this on social media platforms as to how it's applicable to your state concerning how much money the medical industry has made off the ignorance of many of you people out there. And I say that with all true sincerity, friends, to get you to understand that you are playing the dupes to ill-designing men, wicked, wicked men. Why are the doctors going forward with all this? Look at how much money they're making. Look at the incentive. I shared back in 2021 that was censored by Facebook most recently for another 40 days. The truth of the matter, and folks, I'm so looking forward to our day in court with big tech. Because I am going to take every... When they sit there and say that this is misinformation, that hospitals get incentives, they are calling their own liars, which they could care less. They'll throw anybody under the bus as long as they can keep doing what they're doing, regardless of the effects, regardless if it's legal or illegal. But I highlighted the fact that they were making incentives in 2021... that when you go into a hospital, the first thing they do is put on a mask, put up false pretenses, play along with us. Even though the mask companies tell you, the manufacturers tell you the masks don't work, they're not there to prevent disease or virus. They'll tell you that. We've shown our listeners and our viewers 15 times over the last 3 years. It's all set under false pretenses. Play along. Even if you don't believe it. And how many of those people that are wearing masks don't believe it neither, but they put it on because they just want to, they don't want to ruffle anybody's feathers. They'd rather have their feathers ruffled than ruffling someone that's illegally acting out in such a fashion that's never been bestowed upon them by we the people. When you walk into the hospital, the first thing you see is you put a mask on. The second thing they do is they want to make sure they're going to get paid. That's the first thing. They don't care the condition you're in. I've seen it too many times. It's the sickest thing I've ever seen. And shame on them people that sit there and play along with that. And they do. Because it's their job. They're just doing their job. They're just doing what they're told, regardless if it's right or wrong. They're the worst of men. Second thing they do is they want you to take a test. John Hopkins University, we showed you this on platforms. When Johns Hopkins University said even to take the test is to receive, in many ways, the vaccination. They want to get it into your body one way or another. John Hopkins said that. Go ahead and cross-check everything I'm telling you. They get an incentive for that. If they admit you into the hospital, it has to be for COVID. That's how they get paid. That's what I'm showing you. They're not stopping America. Another wave is coming in, isn't it? Yes, it is. Just like we had warned it was going to come in 3 years ago. 3 years ago. The tsunami's going, isn't it? It's rocking. It's destroying everything in its path. And it's going to keep destroying everything in its path until the American people understand that they don't have a right to act in such a fashion, but they are. And they're doing it all in the guise of what? And under the guise of what? For your health. Has nothing to do with for your health in a positive. It has everything in the world to add to your health. Issues that you didn't have before. That is if you live through it. And if we can't get you the first time, we'll push a second booster. If that doesn't work, we'll push a third booster. Don't doubt what I'm telling you. Because it's exactly what's happening. It's exactly what Hitler did, folks. In 2019, all these globalists, you know all their names, and you let them do what they want to do, folks, across the boards. In 2019, they had a private meeting over world's overpopulation. Listen, if we got an overpopulation problem, George Soros, Bill Gates, Donald Trump, Anthony Fauci, the list goes on, then you take it first. And we know you didn't take it. We're not that stupid. That's been exposed over and over and over again. Everybody else is dying off except the world globalists. But again, Americans know their names. And yet they're setting the stage to do it all over again. I just did a thing a couple weeks ago on Bill Gates trying to put himself as a favorable individual in the face of the people. All of his pictures are all smiley and how he's doing good for the people. It's interesting, folks, that he has 42 million followers, but yet, and I'm talking about likes on his Facebook, we're told, but yet if people pay attention and they pull it back and pull it open, they're going to see that out of those 42 million people that are following Bill Gates, only 37 are really following him, 37 people. It's all propaganda. He's despised. He's hated. Like all these individuals that are pushing this. They don't have a right to do what they're doing. Going to the next point, if they put you on a medical ventilator, I'm sorry, a mechanical ventilator, they get incentive. They get paid for that too. Did you know that? So I wanted to make sure you did. And then if you die, again, as I said earlier, if the mortician equates the death to COVID, which they do, so they can get paid. That's where they're getting all this money that I'm putting up on the screen right now. That's how they're getting paid. Each state per COVID patient. I don't know what state you're in. Here, I can give you Texas, which is $184,000 per patient. Montana, $315,000 per patient. Where's that? Hey, folks, got another question for you. Where's all that money coming from? From you. They're taking your money and they're paying off the medical industry to force comply the American people to do as they're told by their doctor, because the corrupt know if they're going to trust anybody, it's going to be their doctor. I don't know how that's faring today. I don't know how they're ever going to come full circle after this one, folks. I just don't know how they'll ever do it. The only way that they're going to be able to do it, and listen to me carefully, is by force. See, history is written by men who hung heroes. They'll just erase history the way that they're doing it right now. And then they'll indoctrinate just the way that they're doing it right now in the United States of America, and they don't have a lawful leg to stand on. But they're doing it because of the 329.5 million people. They're all sitting around praying for their favorite idol who just fell to one of the experimental jabs. And I don't say that in any sense of the word. Again, I hope this kid well. But the fact of the matter is, don't you try to even dare tell me that DeMar didn't know he needed to be careful. And it shows you exactly who he's serving. The fact of the matter is, we serve the Lord here, the Lord God of Israel, and him alone do we serve. As for the rest of it, when the Lord told us not to do it, Leviticus 17:11, 19:19, then don't do it. Because the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and it's exactly what's happening. And if you don't want to look at it for face value, go ahead and listen to the insurance companies. Call your insurance companies and ask them what the payout has been over the last 3 years. Because there's huge increases all over the country. Talk to your local funeral directors. Ask them what it's been like. Look at your obituaries in the paper. That's information that they can't hide. That'll tell you the story, and it's going to be a story that's going to be chilling, because the fact of the matter is, they're right in your own backyard. And it's just a matter of time before this comes to your front door, Amos 6:3. And that is not a fear tactic, friends. The message to America from this pulpit has been, and it always will be, is repent, America. Your sin is before God, Matthew 3:2, Acts 20, verse 21, Acts 20, or 2:38. Your sin is before God, and it's time that Americans, you understand that you have served everything but Him, and you violated His law, and you shattered it into a million pieces. And it's time that you begin looking to His Christ, who is God incarnate, who comes to save us from our sin, who also empowers us to go send forth a message as ambassadors of His Word across the globe. That's what we need to be doing as a people collectively. We need to submit to the Lord God of Israel and all that we're called to do, and we will unify under Him, Ephesians 4. Also go to 1 Corinthians 1:12, and when we unify under Him, friends, and Him alone, will He begin to make the way and empower us that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. America is under judgment, and that's what this wave is all about. If you're not going to listen today, time 7, Leviticus 26:15, go down the list and tell me that it's not exactly where we're at in America, where the Lord says, if you will not hear me for this, I'm going to break the pride of your power, and I'm going to bring it 7 times worse than what it is right now. And it gets to the point, friends, where He brings the sword. And people that are paying attention to what's going on in this country can see it on the horizon. And notice, simultaneously, they're also trying to disarm you, Americans. Michigan, pay attention to what's going on, and I'm sure you are, but now she's going for your guns. They're doing this simultaneously across the country so that you have no means to defend yourself from the onslaught of what's going to continuously go forward until the American people repent. Period. Period. Love you by what we do. We will talk to you in 23. 1-866-582-9933.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.